Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Naranasan mo na bang mabully? Think back to your childhood. Can you still remember what your bully looked like? Matangkad ba siya? Nakakatakot kung umirap? Anong tunog ng boses niya? Matinis ba? O dumaragundong? At ano-ano ang pang-asar nila sa'yo? At some point in our lives, we encounter the bully. But one thing about these bullies is that they want to make us feel small and powerless. They want us to believe na hindi natin kaya. Even the youngest lawmaker in Congress isn't exempt from this. Sara Ilago was bullied in school for having a stutter. But she knew she couldn't just shrug it off and do nothing. So, what did she do? How did she stand up for herself? Kilala natin ang ating mga leader, reformer at innovator para sa mga nagawa nila. Pero bago ang lahat, sino nga ba sila? Sa episode na ito, kilalanin natin si Sara Ilago, the youngest female lawmaker in Congress and the representative of the Filipino youth. Bago ang Lahat, isang podcast ng Youth Leadership for Democracy or YouthLED, a project of the Asia Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development, powered by Puma Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Ventura. And today, I'm joined by my co-host.
Assalamualaikum! Ako po si Jai, isang Leadership and Democracy Fellow ng YouthLED. Isa rin po akong teacher mula sa Lanao del Sur.
So, Jai, hello! Anong alam mo tungkol kay Congresswoman Sara Ilago?
Isa siyang babae, isa siyang youth, and mantakin mo, Kat, isa siyang congresswoman.
Kapag sinabing Sara Ilago, ang naiisip natin usually, outspoken, palaban. In her speeches as the representative of Kabataan Party List, it's clear that she's not afraid to speak up to those who are older than her or those who hold more power than her. But her youth was a whole different story. At sino pa ba makapagkwento ng mga ito kundi ang ating special guest?
Hi, I'm Sara Ilago, the representative of Kabataan Party List.
Hi, Kong Sara!
Kong Sara was born in 1989, the eldest daughter of Amado and Rufina Ilago. She grew up in a quiet household, malayo sa gulo at ingay ng politika at ng publiko.
I come from a middle-class family. Yung mga binigay ng parents ko talagang immeasurable. Kahit hindi nabibigay, kumbaga meron tayong mga wants, may mga needs, pero yung basic necessities, yung necessary para makatapos ng pag-aaral.
Ang nanay niya, full-time housewife. Ang tatay naman niya, aircraft materials planner.
Yes, yung mga materials sa aeroplano, pagdating sa mga kinakailangan na pang-ayos sa aeroplano, sila yung nagpa-manage. Kung paano matitiyak na makakarating mo yung kailangan equipment or material dun sa mga divisions. Meron din silang part-time gardening at isang bagay na sobrang nakatulong din sa amin kasi malaking bawas sa gastos kung nag-grow pa ng sarili ng vegetables.
From a young age, Sara witnessed the hard work of her parents. Whether that meant grinding at their jobs or doing all the housework, or raising 6 children and attending to all their needs.
Sobrang fan ako ng tatay at nanay ko dahil grabe yung silipag, tsaka yung binigay nila ng tiwala at yung pakikinig nila dun sa mga concerns ko growing up. Sila yung type na nagbibigay ng guide, pero nirerespeto nila yung mga choices ko. Nung nakita nila na mahilig ako kumanta, na mahilig ako sa pagsali ng iba't ibang clubs sa school, sumusuporta sila. The many times na natatandaan ko na hinahatid ako sa school, sobrang memorable talaga sa akin at isang bagay na very dear to me kasi yun yung isa sa naging inspiration ko to really study.
Mahalaga ang edukasyon para sa pamilya ni Kong Sarah. Bilang ate, tinutulungan niya ang mga magulang niya na paaralin ng mga kapatid niya.
Meron din akong kapatid na nagtatrabaho na yung iba nag-aaral pa. Busy no, sa mga kanya-kanyang occupation. Pero nandun pa rin yung kumustahan. Always, you know, letting them know that we're just here for each other.
Sarah found a strong support system in her family. Especially in grade school when she was bullied dahil sa kanyang pagkautal. Ayon sa US National Institutes of Health, ang pagutal or stuttering ay isang speech condition characterized by repetition or prolongation of sounds and interruptions in speech.
Para sa mga taong nauutal, extra challenging na makipag-usap sa ibang tao. Imagine na lang natin sa setup ng eskwelahan.
At tahimik siguro pagdating sa mga kwentuhan, etc. Kasi nahihirapan ako dun sa small talk, mga kwentuhan among peers, classmates. Pero pagdating sa recitation, kahit nahihirapan ako magsalita, hanggang grade 3, gumagamit ako ng likod ng illustration board, the dark side, para magsulat doon ng sagot. Grade 4 na lang ako nagkaroon ng lakas ng loob na talagang i-drop yung board at kahit pa nakakatawa o may mga tumatawa noong panahon na yon kung nag-recite ako. Okay lang, basta makapag-participate sa klase. Since I suffered from severe stuttering, as a child, sanctuary ko talaga yung library. Yung pagbabasa, no, kasi hindi ko kailangan magsalita.
In the library, she was free to dream without judgment. And during those long hours spent around books, she grew to love reading about history.
Nakita ko din habang nagpo-progress ako ng pag-aaral ng history, na hindi lang pala siya tungkol sa dates, sa names, places in history, pero yung struggle talaga ng tao na mag-develop para sa mga pangailangan niya. Bilang isang nasyon, mahalaga sa atin yung kasaysayan dahil dito natin din napupulot kung saan tayo nanggaling at kung saan natin gustong dalhin yung ating bayan.
The more she studied the lives of historical figures, the more they ceased to be distant characters. And instead, they became the people she looked up to.
Yung mga babae sa kasaysayan natin, sa Gabriela, yung kababaihan ng Malolo, sobrang kinikilabutan ako pag naalala ko kung gaano sila ahead of their time, kung paano sila nangahas ng mga Arab. At nag-isip ng pamamaraan no, para i-improve hindi lang yung sarili nilang conditions, yung access nila sa education. No, pero kung gaano kalaki yung impact ng mga ginawa nila sa buong bayan.
Reading was a momentary refuge, but she had to face reality. Her parents made her take a diagnostic test and undergo speech therapy. But Sarah had to stop treatment when they couldn't afford any more sessions. As if her relationship with her peers wasn't difficult enough, she had her share of self-doubt as well.
Laging tinatanong ni Sarah, kakayanin ko ba talaga to? Para kay Sarah, malaking tulong ang pamilya niya.
Malaki na bagay yung suporta at tiwala nila na kaya ko. Na kahit hindi ko mababago yung circumstances ng pagkakaroon ng stuttering, yung pagtingin ko sa stuttering ay pwede kong mabago. Kaya dumating ako dun sa punto ng pagpili. Pipiliin ko ba yung mga tumatawa o pipiliin ko yung mga nagtitiwala o nagbibigay ng suporta sa akin. Kaya pinili ko yung nagbibigay ng suporta. At yun talaga yung, kumbaga, napakalalim ko na hugot pagdating sa pagbibigay din ng suporta sa mga kapwa kabataan, mga bata. Sobrang laki ng pwedeng magawa no, ng support and enabling environment.
Mula noon, unti-unti na siyang lumabas sa kanyang comfort zone. Sinubukan niyang mag-declamation contest at maraming namangha sa kanya. Nagsimula rin siyang mag-practice sa pagkanta. Nang malaman niya na kapag pinagsama niya ang music at words, mas magiging madali sa kanya na magsalita ng tuloy-tuloy. At sumali rin siya sa teatro. Sa tulong ng lahat ng ito, eventually ay na-manage niya ang kanyang stutter.
Nakatulong sa akin yung battle cry ng mga people with stuttering that what we say is really worth it. So just go, speak up and speak out.
Tuloy-tuloy nang tumaas ang pagkabilib niya sa sarili niya pagtapak ng college. Sa University of the Philippines, Diliman, napakaraming student organizations ang pwede mong salihan. Pinili niya ang may mga kinalaman sa performing arts. Unang-una, ang UP Repertory Company. Isa itong theater organization na nagpapalabas ng mga dula na socially relevant.
Para kaming mga campus journals na nagpupunta dun sa mga may issue na lugar o community. Tapos inaalam namin yung conditions nila, kung kumusta ba sila. Tapos nagbamount kami ng production para ma-amplify yung mga concerns nila.
One of the productions she performed in was the Tula Dula, where designated readers recite poems or script while actors act out what is being read. Naging choreographer din siya. She also joined UP Contemporaryong Gamelan Pilipino, o Kontra Gapi for short, which is an ethnic music and dance ensemble.
Sa Kontra, pag member ka, dapat lahat alam mo, tugtugin. Pero meron kaming mga, kumbaga, nagde-develop ng expertise, ng mastery. Sa akin, yung Sarunay, isa siyang parang maliit na kulintang. I had the opportunity to perform before a student from other schools, before embassies, government agencies, and tour around the Philippines. Nagpupunta kami mismo sa mga indigenous people para matutunan yung sayaw at musika nila.
For Sarah, the stage was a venue for her to break out of her shell. It enabled her to practice speaking and defy the expectations of others. But it was also a venue where she could speak out for the sectors of society whose voices aren't heard.
Nagsimula siya nung ma-discover ko na pwede pala akong makapagsalita. At very powerful yung boses. Kasi pwede na makakuha ka ng suporta o kaya naman makapag-share ka ng experiences mo sa mga tao para mas maintindihan nila kung saan ka nanggagaling. Ang entablado ay refleksyon ng pangangailangan ng nakararami. May kakayahan din yung stage to raise awareness, educate, inform, update people of the plight of sectors, especially those coming from marginalized and underprivileged backgrounds.
Hinanap niya ang entablado saan man siya nagpunta. At ang pinakauna niyang entablado sa college ay ang student council.
Sobrang busy, nagmamount ng mga malalaking events like the UP Fair, UP Job Fair, na naging head din ako time ko as a counselor. Ibang klase yung student councils ng mga universities and colleges. It has the power to really shape public opinion, influence the decisions of our policymakers. Mabigat yung impluwensya sa mismong kinabukasan ng bansa.
At marami pa siyang organizations na sinalihan tulad ng National Union of Students in the Philippines kung saan siya ang naging president. Pero ang unang organization na siya mismo ang nagtatag ay ang Philippine Stuttering Association. Na-inspire siya sa pelikulang The King's Speech. Tungkol ito sa isang Haring Briton na may otal.
To be like Mad King George the Stammer.
Get up! You can't sit there! Get up!
Why not? It's a chair.
That is St. Edward's chair.
People have carved their names on
it. Listen to me! Listen to me!
Why should I waste my time listening to you?
Because I have a voice!
Yes, you do.
Meron palang mga stuttering support groups. Nung hinanap ko sa Pilipinas kung may ganun bang existing na community o group, wala pa. At kung wala pa, bakit hindi natin simulan? Kaya nagput up ako ng page tungkol sa stuttering. Tapos, na-surprise ako, ang daming mga nagme-message. Mga parents na yung anak nila may stuttering or may delayed speech o ibang speech disorder.
Ang Philippine Stuttering Association ay isang space para sa mga may otal kung saan pwede nilang ibahagi ang kanilang mga karanasan. Lugar din ito para sa mga kapartner nilang speech pathologists upang magbigay ng techniques na makakatulong sa community na ito.
It's a place where people don't put each other down, but work to lift everyone up. At ang naging pangalawang entablado ni Sarah, ang lansangan. Jai, naka-witness ka ba ng isang rally?
Yes, Kat. Naka-witness ako ng isang rally. In fact, nung ako ay nasa college pa, nakasali din ako mismo neto. Pakinggan natin ang experience ni Sarah sa kanyang unang rally.
So we had this mobilization against a budget cuts in higher education. Kasi lumalaki yung population, tapos biglang nagbabawas ng pondo. Yun yung isa sa pinaka-natatandaan ko. Kasi ang role ko nun as a USC counselor ay magsundo ng mga estudyante na nag-commit na mag-participate sila.
Noong 2013 naman, tumulong siya sa isang grassroots movement for youth participation in nation building.
Here's one of her former colleagues to talk about that period.
Hi, I am Chard Amazona, the National Convener for Youth Vote Philippines.
Hi, Chard! Chard, kumusta si Sarah Ilago nung nag-volunteer siya sa Youth Vote Philippines?
Matapang, may gustong ipaglaban, at hindi nagpapatalo every time that we have youth vote meetings before. At ang mahalaga lagi sa kanya ay after nating mag-usap, after nating magdebate, ano yung naratibo na kailangan naka-center yung issues ng kabataang Pilipino at ano yung magagawa natin for that?
Youth Vote creates a youth agenda, gathering concerns from young Filipinos around the country.
So yung target noon ay, syempre, first-time voters. Aside from that, ay young professionals. So young professionals, we're actually meeting them sa coffee shops or simpleng dinner. Ano sa tingin ninyo yung posibleng way para masolusyunan yung ganitong issue? Or ano sa tingin ninyo yung pwede nating idagdag bilang bahagi ng naratibo ng kabataang Pilipino? At syempre, meron ding partnership noon sa mga kabataan, sa mga probinsya. At ina-adapt namin yung mga nagiging storya from the ground na kung saan, paano ba natin ito ma-turn into actual policy context?
Every time, Sarah found herself speaking up for the youth on a greater scale. Until it led her to her biggest stage yet, the Congress.
Magandang araw sa kapulungang ito, Mr. Senate President Soto, Mr. Chair Senator Lacson, sa mga senador, sa lahat ng naririto, at sa lahat ng nakikinig at nanonood sa atin live. Isang makabayan na pagbati mula sa kabataan. Una sa lahat,
at natutuwa kami that isang beses niyang pagtakbo ay nalo siya at patuloy pa rin niyang pinagpapatuloy yung laban ng mga kabataang Pilipino sa loob at labas ng Kongreso.
Before anyone's first day in office, mataas ang pressure, di ba? But for Sarah, it seemed she had no time for that.
wala kaming masyadong tulog kasi it's the State of the Nation address. So, apart from preparation for our first day in the House of Representatives, we're also preparing for the People's Sauna. Bago yun, may soya, yung State of the Youth address. Kaya, sa akin, hindi siya nagsimula dun sa mismong first day namin, sa loob mismo ng batasan. Pero, bilang isang youth leader, nakatulong siguro yung galing kasi sa NUSP. Halos pareho yung ginagawa namin. Yun nga lang, mas malawak. Hindi na lang pang estudyante. Yung professionals, yung farmers, youth workers, youth with special needs.
26 years old lang si Sarah nung siya ang naging pinakabatang membro ng Kongreso noong 2016. Sa laki ng age difference nila ng ibang mga katrabaho niya, pwede na siyang maging anak nila. At imagine mo na lang ang House of Representatives. In grande, makasaysayan, ito ang isa sa dalawang sentro ng kapangyarihan ng lehislatibo at dominated pa ito ng adults.
True! And there were those who just didn't see eye to eye with Sarah. Add to that the many challenges that were thrown her way. Kung dati ang mga kaklase niya ang mga nagmamaliit sa kanya, ngayon mga nasa posisyon na. Ito nga ang sinabi niya sa isang Women's Month forum.
I am a neophyte in Congress and the youngest among the lady legislators. Bata, some would call me, but I'm already an ate to most of the Filipino youth. Ayan. Ate or tita, minsan. Ayan. But still a fellow legislator once quipped, itong si Sarah, naku, parang pinabili lang ng suka. Pagkabalik, kongresista na.
Mataas ang standards sa House of Representatives at naging challenging ito para kay Sarah.
Walang learning curve. Dapat day one pa lang kung ano yung dapat sabihin, itanong, dalhin sa table na agenda. Dapat hindi ka mag-atubili at walang pag-alin lang ang siyang gawin. Yun nga lang, siyempre kailangan mo din tirelessly explain, persuade lawmakers to support your causes.
Sarah is one of those who consistently criticized the administration's stance on several issues. Kasama na rito ang flexible learning approach ng CHED, ang pag-handle ng COVID-19 crisis, at ang red tagging.
Nandirito po ako upang tumindig at magsalita kasama ng lahat ng nakakaranas. Nakakaranas man ng panggigipit, ng takot, ng pangamba, pangmamaliit at pambabastos ay naninindigan pa rin para sa katwiran, sa katotohanan at katarungan.
Dahil dito, inaatake siya hindi lamang ng mga supporters ng administration, kundi pati mismo ng mga public officials. Actually, kung titingnan mo lang ang mga comment sections ng kahit anong video ni Sarah online, makikita niyo kung gaano karami ang pangbabatikos na hinaharap niya.
And Sarah herself was red tagged. Ito si Lieutenant General Antonio Parlade, former member ng National Task Force to End Local Communist Armed Conflict.
At nakita natin nito, consistent sila dito. Kahit na yan si Ilago, lahat ng nag-attend doon, obvious na talagang pinagtatakpan nila yung kanilang organization.
The NTFL-CAC tagged her and Kabataan Party List as a front organization for the Communist Party of the Philippines. She was also accused of recruiting a student activist into the New People's Army. But last year, the Department of Justice itself junked this complaint for lack of probable cause. The DOJ also declared that there was no link between Sarah and the CPP-NPA-NDF. Despite multiple accusations, Chard, who shared about Sarah's youth earlier, said that Sarah remained unfazed.
Gaano man kadami ang putik na pwedeng ibato sa kanya, red tagging, pagsasabi na hindi siya totoong representante ng kabataang Pilipino, nakikita mo yung isang congresswoman, Sarah, na handang makipag-usap at makipag-dialogo at handang ipaglaban na kung sa tingin ninyo ito ang ginagawa ko, and then bigyan nyo ako ng pruweba.
Alam na ni Sarah mula pagkabata na sa harap ng matinding kritisismo, hindi pwedeng magpatalo. And besides, hindi lang naman daw sarili niya ang ipinaglalaban niya.
You must welcome criticism. No? It's an opportunity to grow, no? Improve the work you do. Pero ibang usapin halimbawa yung vilification, discriminatory or derogatory remarks, all because of their staunch, solid stance on issues. Sa pagiging vocal mo, parang sinasabi na wala kang karapatan ng magsalita o kaya naman hindi pinapakinggan yung substance ng mga position mo sa issues, kundi minamaliit ito. Yung laban ng kabataan, hindi lang pangkabataan, kundi laban ng bayan.
May mga laban ng naipanalo si Kong Sara. Isa na rito ang Comprehensive Free Public Education Bill. It was enacted as part of the Universal Access to Quality Tertiary Education Law. Ito ang matagal na niyang ipinaglalaban mula nung nasa kolehiyo pa siya. Ngayon, naisabatas na niya. Marami pang nakapilang batas si Kong Sara para sa mga young professionals, mga nurse at medical frontliners, mga guro, estudyante, at lahat ng kabilang sa youth sector. At tanging oras lang ang makakapagsabi kung ilang pang tagumpay ang kanyang makakamit.
For most of us, the bullying ends. But for Congresswoman Sara Elago, with each level of accomplishment, more bullies emerge. But if there's one thing she learned from all the obstacles she faced in life, it's not the adversity that makes a leader. It's the courage to stand up and fight again.
Once you set your goal, no obstacle can stop you.
You've been listening to Bago ang Lahat, isang podcast ng Youth Leadership for Democracy, or YouthLED, a project of the Asia Foundation and the United States Agency for International Development. Powered by Puma Podcast. I'm your host, Kat Ventura.
At ako naman po si Jai Haji Sapiin.
This episode was written and produced by Macy Hoven, with editorial support from Tricia Aquino and Carl Javier. It was edited by Mark Casilian. The ethnic music clip you heard was from the archives of the Cultural Center of the Philippines. Sound bites of Sara Elago's speeches were from the Philippine Commission on Women on YouTube. Subscribe to Bago ang Lahat on Spotify or wherever you listen.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.